Satellite data shows the primary productivity in the oceans is tightly linked to climate change. On a global scale, a warmer climate could potentially cause a rapid reduction in overall marine life, particularly for phytoplankton, the foundation of the food chain. Warmer ocean temperatures affect phytoplankton productivity by increasing water column stratification. This occurs when water separates into layers due to differences in density, salinity, or other properties. This figure depicts a simple example of oceanic stratification based on an arbitrary physical property. Ultimately, this layering of the water column pushes phytoplankton into the upper surface layers and affects their productivity. As a result, there has been a steady decline of roughly 1% per year of the global median average of phytoplankton since the 1990s. Data from the 2000s indicate decreases in production often exceeded 30% in some regions. Chlorophyll A is an indirect measure of phytoplankton productivity. This map depicts satellite data of oceanic chlorophyll A concentrations, with blue and black representing little to no chlorophyll A, and red repressing concentrations in excess of 35 milligrams per liter. Phytoplankton lock away atmospheric CO2 via photosynthesis and chemical weathering. Increasing oceanic temperatures and stratification cause their numbers to drop quickly, leaving more CO2 in the atmosphere. Global climate models are now suggesting ocean production will decrease at mid and low latitudes due to intensified stratification. Luckily, the plankton have a very fast turnover. Comparatively speaking, they respond more rapidly to any change in climate, but lag time is still a major factor.